Hey,
what?
Are you ready for another week of film listed fun?
Yeah.
Then what are we waiting for on 761-3330?
Let's experience it.
Nights are forever when you're listening to one of these tapes. Hello, good evening, good morning, good night, and good afternoon. You're on 761-3330. I think we covered that. For another week of Film Listed Fun, we covered that too. Hi, I'm Paul Mack, here alone this week. For the week of August 21st through the 25th, 1983, we do have a couple of friends stopping by the studio shortly, but they'll be in and out, just like the In-N-Out Urge. Okay, anyway, I think we're going to have a great time this week. I mean, after all, I've got my studio here in a few pieces. I don't have any of the walls left, but I do have the ceiling and the floor. It's a bit difficult, though, making the tape trying to hold them apart. See, I've had a few guests over the past few weeks, like I said, and, well, they just, they didn't make me feel too at ease. I mean, this week I feel better now that I don't have to duck any of the flying bottles and what have you. But anyway, I want you to listen to this little tune we're playing right now because we're going to offer you a chance to win some Man Theater tickets. Listen to this song. Good, you got that down? Great, okay. We don't want the name of the song because that's Nights Are Forever. What we want is the name of the motion picture that it was recently featured in. That's right, this tune played in the background of a current motion picture that's still playing right now. So if you could write into our P.O. box and give us the title of that motion picture on a postcard or something like that, we'll send you back to Man Theater passes, good for any Man Theater, just about. So, hey, that sounds like fun. Write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
New car, go see Cal.
Go see Cal.
If you want a brand new car, go see Cal.
Go see Cal.
If you want a car, truck, and you want to save a buck,
go see Cal. Go see Cal. Go see Cal.
Hi friends, hi friends, Cal here. Hey, well, I wanna make a deal for you here. Hey, I'm willing to stand on my head to make a deal. We got a gang of cars here. I'm gonna save you a gang of money. That's right. And if you come on down now and I give me first shot at the deal, I'll give you this 2-pound salami you can take home to your family. That's right, because we're looking forward. You can't beat our cars, you can't beat our prices. If you come on down now, you can't beat our meat. That's right. And if hey, this 1979 Toyota Celica, fully loaded, if you buy this right now, I'll throw in my dog Spot. That's right, at only $10.99, my dog Spot, just like the car. He's been fully checked for rabies, he's had all the shots, he's perfectly okay. That's right. Oops, down my leg. Well, the radiator kind of leaks, but you can fix that. No problem. He's perfectly all right. Ooh, oops. Well, he didn't fail to pass the air emissions exhaust. But, you know, we can fix that. I'll tell you, I'll throw him in free. We don't need the dog anymore. I'm sick of let go of my legs. Well, if you come on down now, you not only get the salami, you get a free hot dog. That's right. So we'll see you down here at Bellflower Boulevard. We'll see you here.
If you want a brand new car, go see Cal.
Go see Cal.
If you want a brand new car, go see Cal.
Go see Cal.
If you want a car truck, but you don't want to get screwed, go see Cal. Go see Cal. Go see Cal. Woo!
Jeff and Greg, right here in the studio, folks.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you. I think it's about time for a commercial break right now. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, it's nice to be back, but we do have to split this commercial now. I think it's... Oh, here it is.
Thanks, Frank. That was swell.
I'm glad you liked it, Harry.
You know, you're a darn good-looking fellow. I'll bet you have lots of girls crazy about you.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're just being modest. But tell me, how do you feel when you're in love?
How do I feel? My gosh, Harry, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Why, when I'm in love, I'm just breezing along with the breeze. I never mind the bumps or the ruts along the highway of life. I float through life on a cloud.
And that, folks, is exactly the way you feel in the famous Dodge Air Glide ride. If you haven't experienced this thrill, visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. See for yourself the extra value you get in this big, new, money-saving Dodge. Believe me, folks, it certainly is more car for less money. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up. This price is at factory Detroit.
Hey, that is something, Harry. But how about you singing a song now?
Don't mind if I do.
Just a brief comment about actors and actresses. It seems like we're losing an awful lot of stars. By that I mean the old ones are dying off and damn few new ones are coming up. A number of films that I've seen recently seem to have been primarily carried by the character actors involved. By character actors, I mean people like Jack Warden. Mickey Rooney now is a character actor. I guess he always was. Jeffrey Lewis. And a few people like that, you know, who are probably better actors than most of the big stars around. Of all the up-and-coming stars, the one I like most is Tom Selleck. I saw High Road to China recently, and I thought it was, you know, a fair movie. It wasn't anything great, but it was okay. You know, he did a good job in it, and I don't think he takes himself terribly seriously, so that sort of helps a little bit. Some of these guys, they take themselves so seriously, you know, they just knock themselves, you know, out 2 weeks from Wednesday, and what can you say? I just don't like that type. By that type, I mean sort of the Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro type, you know, guys who go out like De Niro goes out and puts on 75 pounds to play a role and nearly wrecks his health. I think that's overdoing it a little bit. I can't see Selleck doing anything like that. Just my opinion. I also notice that most of the actors these days, at least the leading actors, seem to be coming out of television, whereas, which is not of anything unusual. I mean, both Steve McQueen and Robert Redford got their start in television. You know, and now here's Selleck coming along. But it seemed like actresses come from the stage more than anything else. At least I haven't seen them on TV, like Meryl Streep. I've never seen do anything on television. Hopefully she never will. She probably has better taste than that. And at any rate, another movie I saw recently was The Twilight Zone, which I thought was okay. The fourth and final episode on the airplane was the best. It was the only one that really seemed like you went into the Twilight Zone. The others just, they were all right. No big deal. I haven't seen any really good movies in the last 3 or 4 years, so I guess this is nothing unusual. You know, I hear Fanny and Alexander is good, but I have not had a chance to see it yet. By the way, why doesn't anybody on this line review movies like that? None of you people ever go out and see any movies like that. Is that it? It's all Star Wars, Crow, and E.T. type things, which is too bad, but I guess it sort of shows the general level to which audiences have sunk. Anyway, goodbye.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here are the top 5 films currently playing as of 1 p.m. on Friday. Gray Fox got this week's highest marks. It is followed by Casablanca, The 2,000-Year-Old Man, Return of the Jedi, and finally, Sophie's Choice. If you're wandering around Westwood Village some evening looking for a movie, Coast Federal Savings alone might be able to help. They have a computer terminal sitting in their window flashing the schedules for all the theaters in the village. Coast Federal is located on Westwood Boulevard across the street from the 7-Eleven and McDonald's. This week's worst film is Jaws 3. Other tragedies are Pink Flamingos, Breathless, Porky's 2, and finally, Black Dian Returns. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hi, this is Christy from North Hollywood. I saw the Return of the Jedi and it was just great. I didn't like Star Wars, but I didn't see the other one either, but Return of the Jedi was just wonderful. I think you should all see it. Well, bye now.
Paul, this is Booglefoot from Tarzana, and I'm calling to disagree with everybody who gave Crow a good review. It was one of the most boring movies I've ever seen, and as a matter of fact, I actually fell asleep while I was watching, or trying to watch the movie. Couldn't keep my attention. One of the worst movies I've ever seen. Goodbye.
Yeah, I saw Crawls, the best movie I've seen all year, and anybody who likes Return of the Jedi is a jerk. And the guy who created the Ewoks should be hung.
Yeah, hello, Paul. This is John from La Habra. I saw the movie Crawl, and I didn't think it was all that good, because I don't think, well, some of you may disagree with me, but I didn't think there was enough action in the movie. I mean, you're waiting about an hour in the film before you get any action at all, and, you know, you figure that little blade thingy that he had, he'd use that an awful lot. But he only used that just, you know, like for a total of 10 minutes in the picture, and he never got the thing back, you know? I really don't think it's all that hot of a movie. Visual effects are fairly good, but there's just not enough excitement in it. I thought he used that blade a lot more than he actually did. But overall, I'd give it, out of a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 4. But, I don't know. I didn't like it. Sorry. Bye.
Yes, hello, I'm an old man. I saw Crawl. I thought it was wonderful, just fantastic. I think whoever likes Return of the Jedi is a fag.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mann.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. Old Man. That's very interesting. I mean, there are a lot of biased people in this community, but that guy's got to be one of the most biased. I mean, he'd, for instance, buy a lot of tickets to go see that film. I don't know, but Crawl is a visual treat with dazzling fairy tale effects. I mean, can you deny that? Well, at least Gene Shalit from NBC TV Today Show can't. That's what he says. But, you know, it's an interesting picture. I saw it and gave it an 8, okay? So I gave it an 8. So we make mistakes. No, it wasn't that bad. I better stick to my word because, you know, I did give it a good review, a fairly good review. It had its problems. And I don't understand. I mean, there's one thing I don't get is why people, you know, they see the little spear that spins. Why do they have to assume that it's going to be used throughout the course of the film? I don't understand this. I mean, what difference does it make? You know, there's still a lot of imagination in the film and a lot of sleeping to do. No, a lot of people said they fell asleep during that picture. I didn't sleep. No, sirree. I had my girlfriend with me and it was a lot of fun. We had the popcorn and we had plenty of things to keep us awake. No, really, if you ever want to see Crawl, check it out. It's rated PG, by the way. And you can always see it, of course, in Palmdale at the Palace Theater. I know this is a very popular location. In the 805 location area code at 947-2119. Or, of course, if you're ever in San Luis Obispo, you can go see it at the Madonna Plaza in the 805 area code at 544-3488. And, of course, when in Victorville, stop off at the El Rancho Theater, or you can call it in the 619 area code at 245-4420. I mean, Crawl is just fantastic.
Smokey's got one last shot at bringing the bandit in.
Get out of my way, I'm coming through. We're gonna have fun.
Nothing's gonna scare him off.
Making it with a fish. Crazy.
Surrounded by lunatics.
Smokey wants this bandit for keeps.
I'm gonna buy you a nice lobotomy.
He won't give up, will he?
Smokey and the Bandit, Part 3.
I gotcha.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Coming soon from Universal Pictures.
Hi, on my scale of 1 to 10, I saw Star Chamber, and I thought it could be the worst movie of the year. And then I saw this movie called The Pansies Are Still Yellow. And I gave that a 10. A definite must eat. Oh, I mean see. You must see it, okay, darling?
And I saw Vacation. And on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a don't go see. 1, terrible, worst movie, Chevy Chase, Christy Brinkley, boring. B-O-R-I-N-G. Oh, you're so right, Mikey. Oh, cutie poop. Another terrible movie is Crawl. One of the worst movies of the year. A definite 2, on a scale of 2 to 1 million, 2. And I also saw this movie called please don't eat the daisies. Risky Business, 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10. Awesome. Best movie I've ever seen.
Oh, also, I thought the greatest movie was just fantabulous. Do you guys want to know what it was called? It was called When the West Was Wet. And it's got this great scene with two transsexuals.
Well, wait a minute. Weren't you in that one? Yeah. Oh.
I just saw Cujo today, and if I rated it on a scale of 1 to 10, I would rate it a 7, because it was a really good movie, and you should go and see it.
Yeah, great. I mean, that sounds like a swell reason to go see the film, right, gang? I mean, just let's go out and see it. Yeah.
Hello, Paul. This is Tony North Hollywood. How you doing? And heard your line last week was pretty good. I did see a movie recently. I saw Risky Business, and... Well, what it lacks in plot and things like that, it picks up in humor. Actually, it was okay. I was in a pretty depressed mood, and it brought me out of it. So, I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're going to see a movie just to have a few laughs, I'd definitely go and see it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 7 or an 8, say 7 plus. Okay, Paul, take it easy now.
Hi, this is Sherry Ancino. I want to say that instead of leaving about a good movie, I think that Flashdance was a terrible movie. And I also think Private School was a terrible movie. I saw that with Jerry Tarzana. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I rate both of them a negative 100, because they're terrible.
Hi, this is Jerry. I didn't think Flashdance was that bad. I just thought when people build things up, it wasn't as great as the expectations I had. And here is Sherry.
And if you want to see a good movie, this is Sherry again, see an Andy Warhol. It's a lot higher mentality.
Okay, you also go see, I think it's at the New Art or something, go see Andy Warhol's Bad is playing with Eating Raoul. And like after the throne party movie, we can all trade numbers and go see a movie together. Bye.
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 It's 10 o'clock. Do you know what time it is?
Say, kids, what time is it? Kids and howdy, Buffalo Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go!
Universal Pictures presents Metal Storm. The destruction of Jared Sin in 3D. Metal Storm.
It is high noon at the end of the universe.
Metal Storm.
It will transport you to an alien wilderness.
Where a lone warrior called the Finder
must battle overwhelming odds to save the human race.
From Jared Sin and his powers of darkness.
Metal Storm, the destruction of Jared Sin. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Metal Storm from Universal Pictures. Okay, the 3D craze is back, of course, and in full bloom. However, I haven't seen a decent 3D film yet, have you? I really haven't. The 3D is still not perfected. I don't know what they're going to do with that. Let's see somebody like Steven Spielberg or George Lucas or Francis Coppola do a 3D film. You notice they never touch those things because, I mean, it hasn't been perfected. And I don't know. I'd be very curious to see what would happen if they'd make a 3D film because they would perfect it into the art, I think, and wouldn't exploit it as much. However, they're trying. They're getting better. I thought Jaws 3D was going to be a winner, but no, unfortunately not. The best quality 3D film I have ever seen has got to have been The Man Who Was Not There, that was using Disney system that is going to be used at Epcot Center in Walt Disney World, Florida. It's a very clear, sharp system. However, the film wasn't the hottest, so there you go. Anyway, if you'd like to go see Metal Force, you can go check it out at selected theaters. Among them are Hollywood Pacific Theater. Information is 464-4111, or the Sherman Oaks General Cinemas at 986-9660, or Northridge General Cinemas Fashion Center at 993-0111, all in the 213 area code.
Hi, this is Ken from Van Nuys. I'd like to talk about 3D movies. I'd like to say that when I saw Jaws 3D, I thought it was an excellent 3D movie, although by far the worst of the Jaws movies, but it was excellent as far as 3D movies are concerned. I have a feeling that what we're going to get in the near future are a lot of better 3D movies that aren't really bad, like some of the ones we've had coming at you, stuff like that. We're going to get some really good ones. And what I'd really like to see is a Steven Spielberg 3D movie. I think he could really make something good out of that. That's about all. Oh, I had one other question. And that is, this is a little bit of trivia here, not about movies, about the phone entertainment world. Whenever somebody who's been in phones a while hangs up the phone, instead of saying goodbye, they say goodbye, and then they hang up. Does anybody know why that started, and where that started, and how that started, etc.? I'd really like to know. Okay, that's all. This has been Ken from Van Nuys. Goodbye.
On the line is Al Bernay, and he might have the answer to your question, Al.
Yes.
Yes,
you
Al.
You want to know why somebody says goodbye?
Yes.
Instead of goodbye.
Absolutely.
Okay. First of all, back in the early 70s and late 60s when I ran regular conference, people would pretend to hang up from the conference by making a little click, except they didn't quite hang up. They would sit there and be a non-talking ass breath listening to everybody's private conversations.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I required that anybody who hung up from the conference would say goodbye and hang up while they're saying goodbye.
I see.
I'll demonstrate that.
Yes. Al? Hello? Hello? Al? 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 Oh, Al. Yeah, I think he must have gotten the call wait or something. It should just take a second. He should be on the line momentarily. Hello, Al. Yeah, why don't we go on to this comment, and then we'll switch back with Al.
Hello, this is the Galactic Hitchhiker, formerly Michael of L.A. I don't really have much time to make a comment this week, but I'm going to make some very brief movie reviews right now. There is Crawl, which I give an 8, National Lampoon's Vacation, which I give a 7, and Private School, which I give a 5. That's about all the time I have, because I got a bus to catch. So long, happy hitchhiking, and don't forget your towels. Goodbye.
Now we're back with Al Bernay. Al? Bernay? Al? Hi. It's Paul Mack. So that's why you do that. You don't, suppose he did it to me, did he? I think he had to go earlier, but this must be the time for me to say next comment.
Now, the comments are real good, but I don't have any scale. I lost it the other day, so I'll just have to make a comment, leave the numbers out. Yeah, I wanted to comment that, oh, by the way, this is Merrill from North Hollywood. I almost forgot my name. I saw Staying Alive a while back, and it was a pretty good picture. I thought the numbers were done real good. They used the lighting very well. John Travolta can really jump around there. It looks like he's going into ballet. And he's his usual cool self and everything. He's pretty good in the movie. I think that it should pull down a few dollars for the people that made it, I think, if they play it long enough. But it was very good, I thought, and I think it was better than Saturday Night Fever. And the acting was pretty good and everything. So I wanted to comment also that I got on TV today, and I'm looking forward to seeing Paul Mack's movie, The Visitant. And it should be playing up until September the 20th. So anybody that's listening to this comment line, I would advise them, if they have on TV, to tune in to catch Paul Mack's The Visitant, because that's one movie that you don't want to miss, because it'll blow your mind. It's probably the best short I've ever seen. I'm not partial or anything, but it's just that it happens to be a very good movie. I think Paul Mack's next movie might even be better. And there's a possibility that this movie may be entered in the Youth and Film Awards category and as best TV movie of the year for a teenager. So that's something to look forward to. They will be coming on in November, so there's a possibility that it might be entered in that. So I'd recommend all you people out there in telephone land to catch The Visitant when it comes on TV. Just check your local listings. If it's not in there, call up the station, and they'll tell you what time it's going to play. So until next year, when I talk to you again, I'll sign off for now. Bye.
Experience a world not accessible to living man.
You can't get out. We're all locked in for one reason or another.
A world beyond psychic reach.
Purgatory! That's what it is! Bloody purgatory!
A place where one man will spend eternity.
Face it, mister. You're dead.
Paul Mack Productions brings you... The Visitant.
Purgatory. Z-Lig was a little disappointing as a film. It got such good reviews, and I really didn't think it was as good as all the reviews said.
Okay. But, who are you?
So I understand you want to do this one solo this week, huh, Paul? Well, this is David of Burbank, and I just want to say hi to the people anyway, even though I'm not there this time. You know, I had a wild idea. You want to have Milton Gunsberg and Mike Buddy of L.A. on at the same time as special guests, and I'll be there to help out. I promise. How's that for an idea? I'll see you.
That's gonna do it this week for Paul Mack Presents. Thanks for calling, and tell your friends about America's one and only movie line. Dave from Burbank, that sounds like a great idea, having Milton Gunsberg and Michael from L.A. down here in the same room together, but I think we better do it, first of all, on separate weekends, and then have them together and see what challenge that brings us. And anyway, speaking about a contest, we had no winners last week on the Man Theater giveaway, so call in this Friday at 12 noon if you remember to do that, and the 20th caller wins, so do that this Friday for two free tickets to the Man Theaters. And hey, don't forget to call Dual Phase at 761-1330. We now got that operating. So until next week, this is Paul Mack saying, have a good summer, and go see a movie. Thanks.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily. Thank you.